election, Washington voters could choose to follow Seattle and SeaTac's example and pass one of the nation's highest minimum wages. But is what's good for the Seattle area good for the rest of the state? 88.5's Will James explains.
Julianne Hanner owns five McDonald's restaurants in the Aberdeen area. She's a former school teacher and says she cares about her employees' education and careers. But she worries that a rapid minimum wage hike could raise the price of food and other goods in her community.
This part of the state is very low income. It's a challenging area. It has a very high unemployment. So I think the question is, how's it going to affect rural, low economic areas versus the city of Seattle?
Seattle was the first major American city back in 2014 to begin phasing in a $15 minimum wage. Now the rest of Washington has a chance to follow along. Initiative 1433 would raise the state's minimum hourly wage from $9.47 to $11 next year, and keep raising it until it hits $13.50 by the year 2020. It would also make paid sick leave mandatory. Hanner's point gets to one of the main concerns over the initiative. Seattle's historic tech and development boom is creating jobs at triple the national rate, but the rest of the state is not. In fact, Washington as a whole lags most other states in employment. Business groups say raising costs for employers could make matters worse. But here's another theory.
When workers earn more, they spend more. Supporting their family and the economy.
Nathan Herrera makes minimum wage at a dollar store near Yakima. The 21-year-old wants to teach physical education one day. He says more money in his pocket would go right to bills and food.
I attend the gym. I'm a nutritionist, and there's special foods that my body requires for what it is I do towards my body. And that's just food. There's also the gear.
That is the central argument proponents of 1433 are making. They estimate the initiative would raise wages for 730,000 workers, and they argue those dollars could be the difference between people barely getting by and becoming full participants in Washington's economy. So, one side says a wage hike could squeeze employers, raise prices, and even cost jobs. The other says it would energize the economy. Jacob Vigder is an economist at the University of Washington. He says it will take time to fully understand how a statewide increase this big would play out.
There's not really much of an evidence base to go on, although as New York moves upward and California moves upward, and depending on what happens here in Washington as Washington moves forward, I'm sure we'll start to build that evidence base very rapidly.
If 1433 passes, Washington would be on track to have the nation's third highest state minimum wage after New York and California. An Oregon law signed this year would phase in higher minimum wages there from $14.75 in the Portland area to $12.50 in rural Oregon. Vigder leads a team studying the effects of Seattle's minimum wage. What's clear so far is prices haven't spiked, and the city's workers and economy are doing better as wages rise. But it's hard to parse the influence of the minimum wage from that of, say, Amazon. Will James, 88.5 News.
You can find all our election stories at our website, knkx.org.